the end of April was born in Bethlehem, but where they did before that. Why did God choose them? They were very ordinary. They were very poor. They were very ordinary people.
Peasants, really, living there in that village. A despised place. They weren't famous. They didn't have lots of fans. They weren't rich. They weren't particularly special in any way. We thought about this perfect Christmas, but God chose them to be Jesus' parents. And when the baby was born, as we just heard, there was no room for him. They finally arrived there in Bethlehem, and so they laid the baby in a manger. And so they put the baby in a manger. And again, we might ask, why? Why do these things happen just like that? And yet it was important. God had arranged things at the birth of Jesus to almost just give us a little bit of a taste of what the whole of his life would be like. Because God hadn't sent his son into the world to be just rich and famous, to have a huge fan club, to have all kinds of people clamouring after him. But Jesus had come to be a servant. He hadn't come to be rich. He hadn't come to wear designer clothes or the rest of it. He'd come to serve. He'd come to take care of people, to care for the poor, to heal those who are sick, to give good news to those who are in need. That's why Jesus came. And so it was a little bit of the perfect Christmas, because God had arranged it just so to point to the truth of Jesus' life, that that baby who was born and laid in a manger had come to be the servant. The one who would seek and save the lost. The one who would give everything and keep nothing back for himself. The one who would give his very self. So I think a little bit more about what else we can learn in a moment. But let's sing another carol. I'm just going to sing two verses of the famous carol, Away in a Manger. No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. And we'll stand again and sing. Over to Elijah for our second of our readings, Luke chapter 2.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger.
Well, we have Mary and Joseph here at the front. And then we'll think next, of course, about that bit we just heard in the Bible of the visitors who came to see Jesus. That first Christmas. Was it a perfect Christmas? Or was it a bit of an odd thing, some of the things that happened? So who was it who came to visit Jesus first?
Shepherds.
The shepherds. And so the shepherds came. Well, three of you ready? Come around this way for us. And we're going to sit on the far side with Mary around that way. So our shepherds came to visit the newborn baby. And again, we might ask, why did they come? How did they know? What took them from the field to visit that baby? Anyone know? Was it they heard? Why did they go looking for a baby? They heard the angels. An angel came and told them the news. That's why they came. And so they set off in search for the baby who was lying in a manger in Bethlehem. But we could ask why. It seems a bit of an odd thing to happen at Christmas after the birth of a baby. Here's the children, some of them at the front. Maybe you can ask your mum and dad afterwards, who visited you when you were born, when you were just a baby? Normally it's something that's carefully arranged. Grandparents or an uncle or aunt will come and visit you when you were born. I guarantee it probably wasn't some shepherds who turned up out of a field smelling of sheep poo. Your parents would have thought that probably less than perfect had they suddenly just turned up at your door after they've just had a newborn baby. But in another way, maybe they were the perfect visitors. You see, God sent those angels to the skies above Bethlehem, and he could have sent them to anyone, couldn't he? God could have picked anyone in the area to send to find his baby boy who'd been born. Why did he pick the shepherds? Why were they sent? They were these odd people who lived out in the wild, pretty uncultured. They would have probably smelt a bit funny. Weathered people lived out there looking after their sheep in all weathers. And God chose them. But again, we could think of why? Why was it just right that they would be the ones who had come? And of course, that's because it pointed to who Jesus was. Jesus had come to be the shepherd. And he said as much when he was a grown-up, didn't he? He called people together and said, "I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for the sheep." It was just a metaphor. He never actually really looked after sheep. But he was saying, "I'm going to look after people in that same way." So shepherds were the perfect visitors there when he was born because of who he was going to become. He really was going to be the shepherd who would give his life for the sheep. And so we'll sing next of those angels and the story they came telling to the shepherds. We're going to sing our next carol, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King."
Peace on earth and mercy.
Isaac's going to come and read our last reading for us, this time in Matthew chapter 2.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star and went when it rose, and we have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it arose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
So on then with our story. Want to be up the front? We thought of those visitors who came to visit Jesus when he was born. And we thought of the shepherds. And then who did we hear of next? Who came visiting? Shout out if you know. The Magi, the wise men. Come on in for us. The three wise men. Kings, some people think of them as. Not too much today. Anyway, head for us here. We're out at the front. And so there was Mary and Joseph. Maybe a little bit of time later, the wise men came and visited. Again, we could ask, why? Why did they come? How did they know, coming from so far away, that they should go on a journey looking for this child?
Because they were capable, and Jesus was
a baby thing. Yeah, how did they know he'd been born, living miles away?
A star.
They saw a star. They saw a star, that's why they came, isn't it? And so they followed that star. They headed in the end, wrong first of all, didn't they, to Jerusalem. But in the end, they followed the star to Bethlehem and found the child there and Mary and Joseph. And again, we could think about why. Well, if it was a big star up there in the sky, surely all sorts of people could have noticed. Surely anyone could have put those thoughts together and come looking for a king who'd been born in the land of Israel. But why did God send them? Why did they come? Again, we could think of it in your own story. Who is it who visited you when you were born? As we've just been thinking. Maybe it was a relative. Maybe it was a friend of your mum and dad who came to visit you when you were a newborn baby. It's highly unlikely that some complete strangers from a country far, far away just turned up knocking at the door. Coming from a different place, maybe speaking a different language, who'd come looking for you when you were born. That didn't happen, did it? But why did God send the wise men on that errand to go and find his son who'd been born? But in another way, they were just the perfect visitors. Turning up, maybe with entourage and camels and all the rest, for a bewildered, perhaps, Mary and Joseph, who had to hear the whole story from them, they'd come from a faraway country. Come looking, they said, for the King of the Jews. But even there at the beginning, it points to who he was. That Jesus wasn't just going to be the King of the Jews. He was going to be the King of the whole world. And so it seemed right that kings or wise men came from far away to come and bow to this baby and bring their gifts. Because Jesus himself had been born to be the King of all. The King of kings, the Lord of lords, the highest one out of everyone. As they were just the perfect visitors. And so as we think of that story, putting the different pieces together, it pictures for us something about not just the birth of Jesus and the story we're so familiar with, but the story of the whole of his life and all the things it was pointing to. In some ways, it really was the perfect Christmas, because God had arranged all of the pieces in it, as odd as some of those details might have been, to show us who Jesus was and why he had come. So let's just put those pieces together for just a moment. Stick this back over here. Do you want to come and help this over here and see if we can manage? So, Mary, can you bring Jesus over? So, they took Jesus and they laid him in a manger. And there he was, put to sleep. And we said Jesus was born to parents like Mary and Joseph, poor and ordinary as they were. Joseph a carpenter, both of them peasants in a little village, because Jesus himself had come to be the servant. Joseph, can I borrow your apron? Jesus had come, you see. Jesus had come to be a servant, to be the one who cared for everyone, the one who gave everything. He'd come to seek and save the lost. And the shepherds came. Can I visit, borrow a sheep? The shepherds came a-visiting, and they were just the right people to come to, because Jesus had come to be the shepherd who would give his life for the lost. That's the king. Can I borrow that? Jesus had come to be the king of the whole earth, the king not just of the Jews, but the king of faraway places too. And so even there in the birth of Jesus, so much of his life is pictured for us of all the things he would come to do. And so Mary and Joseph called his name Jesus and laid him in a manger, in a trough. That's where he was put. And again, it perhaps doesn't sound like quite the perfect situation. Again, you can ask your mums and dads afterwards, where were you put when you were born? I guarantee it wasn't a trough. There had been something, a basket, a bassinet, a crib, or something that you were laid in when you were born. But it wasn't a trough. But Jesus was. You see, it was just the right place for him. It was, in a strange sort of way, the perfect birth. Because his life began in a wooden trough. Because his life would end on a wooden cross. And only a few months' time we'll be thinking of that. At Easter time. The end of the story. And the whole purpose in which Jesus came. So as you think of Christmas, and in all the excitement of the things that are happening over the next couple of weeks, see if you can remember that question, why? Why were there all those details in this story of the things that happened long ago at the birth of Jesus? And why was it just right? In all the excitement of the parties and the meals and the presents, keep asking why. Why are we doing it? Why are we celebrating? What is going on? As we think of that baby who was born and laid in a manger, the one who'd come to be the servant, the shepherd, and the king, even there in the story of his birth, so much all of us can learn. So we're going to sing a song to finish off, a song that the children have been learning at Boys Brigade. So I need to get all of you up to the front. Come carefully, because it is dark. And you're going to stand and face that way, face your parents. So big ones, come round the back. If there's still any anchors and juniors, they come and sort of sit at the front if they want there as well. And we're going to sing for you a song we've been learning, Happy, Happy Dad. Head round the back of our nativity. Everyone coming? Right, let's give this a go.
Sit at home and happy, happy day. Sing for joy at Christmas. Fill the air with gladness. All the earth, to us a son is given. He leaves his throne in heaven. God with us, so happy, happy day. Happy day.
If any mums or dads want to take a photo, they could quickly do that then before they disappear. But it's too late. We can talk later. Okay, head back to your seats then where you were. Oh, we'll keep you guys here just for one more. I'm ready. Okay, so thank you all for coming. That's pretty much almost the end of our carol service. I'll just sing one more just to finish off in a moment. But you're very welcome to come back to any of our other carol services that are happening. We've got two carol services happening on this Sunday. A family carol service, 11 o'clock in the morning. You can come back at 6 o'clock if you haven't had enough candles and carols. Come back at Sunday at 6 o'clock for that service too. And then we're going to meet again on Christmas Day at 11 o'clock as well. I say Ashbourne Baptist Church meets here every Sunday at 11 and 6. You're very welcome anytime. Let's pray to finish up and then we're going to sing one last carol. Dear Lord God, we do thank you for Christmas. We thank you for all the things that we have to enjoy. And Lord, as we come, we do remember those who don't have those things. Lord, we do want to pray for those in need. We're constantly aware on our news of situations of great tragedy and sadness around the world for people who won't have a happy Christmas. And Lord, we pray that you'd help us to be thankful for all the good things that you do give to us. And Lord, we pray that in all the things and the plans we have for Christmas, whether or not they turn out as perfect as we intend, Lord, we pray you'd help us to think about why. Why we're celebrating. Why you sent your Son into this world. And Lord, we pray that we truly would have a happy, happy day as we realise what it is for God to send his Son to be the Saviour of the world. So bless us, we pray. Bless the boys and girls. Give them a happy Christmas. Be with the parents and everyone who's gathered here, we ask too. Lord, be with us, we ask. And Lord, help us to learn something of why the Lord Jesus came. We ask in his name. Amen. We're going to sing to finish off A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
seat. Well, thanks everyone for coming. There's a few refreshments after the service. We're going to try and bring some of those round. We'll put on a bit more light as well, so no one trips over in the gloom. But it's been great to see you all, and I wish you all a very happy Christmas.